Pack your swimsuit and your life jacket, because this week's discovery is an underwater audio adventure in fairy tale land. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. In her Whatever After series, author Sarah Mlynowski changes up classic fairy tales, using twists and turns to teach young readers valuable lessons about finding their own happily ever after. And in the audio edition of Sink or Swim, two kids find themselves in an adventure under the sea. The story finds 10-year-old Abby and her brave little brother Jonah traveling back through the magic mirror in their basement and into the watery world of the Little Mermaid. They arrive just as the mermaid, Lana, rescues handsome Prince Mortimer from drowning. Abby remembers that the mermaid story is particularly unpleasant, so although she promised never to ruin a fairy tale again, she sets out to change the story and save the lovesick young mermaid. But, as it turns out, the Little Mermaid doesn't really want to be saved. Now, once again, Abby and Jonah find themselves messing with one of their favorite fairy tales, and Abby learns some important lessons that she can apply to her life back in Smithville. This time, however, the lesson feels a bit forced. From Lana's stubbornness and defiance, young readers are supposed to learn that they should follow their heart when something is really important to them, even when they're told otherwise. Admittedly, the story's real-life application is pretty harmless, but as the mother of a headstrong little girl, I'm not sure how far I want her to take the book's advice. Meanwhile, though Abby and Jonah are as lovable as ever this time around, the other characters aren't nearly as charming as you might like them to be. Lana's audacity seems rather foolhardy here, and Prince Mortimer is far from the ideal. And while that adds to the story's important lessons, it does tarnish the beloved story just a bit. But is it worth setting out to sea with Abby, Jonah, and the Little Mermaid? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say borrow it. Sink or Swim isn't the best installment in the series, but it's still a fun-filled trip through fairy tale land. Open-minded fans of all things princessy will enjoy the story and look forward to seeing where Abby and Jonah end up next. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Sink or Swim by Sarah Mlynowski is 3 hours and 19 waterlogged minutes long and is available from Scholastic Audio. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.